Hello everyone, I'm Fivo Zakak, and today I will talk about Quarkus Native and some choices it makes and how it implements them. So how many of you are familiar with Quarkus? Know what Quarkus is? Well, less than I expected. Okay, so what it is? It's a Java framework. Well, it's an open source stack for building Java web apps, so a Java framework that aims to bring developer joy. It's Kubernetes native, brings the best of breed of libraries and standards, and supports both imperative and reactive code. And that stopped working. So what does typically a framework do when you use it? Well, usually you write your Java application using the framework, then you package it, you ship it wherever you want to deploy it, and you start the application. And what it does, it will load configuration files, perform some annotation processing, create some metadata graphs or whatever is needed, and eventually run the application. So what Quarkus does to improve that situation is that it moves part of this configuration to build time. So you only run once the configuration and setup of your application. And then when you deploy your application, it starts up faster and you don't have to repeat all this process. One benefit of this Quarkus feature is that it allows you to also go native. So instead of deploying on the JVM, you can deploy a native binary. So why would someone want to go native? We have put so much effort on making the JVM very mature, very stable, very high performant, etc. So why would someone want to go native? Without going into too much detail, I will list some of the pros and cons of going native. So first we will start with the pros. One of the major advantages of going native is that you get faster startup. Because you don't have a JVM that needs to start up, load classes, do class verification, warm up, stuff like this, you get faster startup. You also get close to peak performance right from the beginning because you don't do just-in-time compilation. Everything is ahead of time compiled. And that gives